get ready to rock with the Big Rel Music Festival Friday night, May 3rd at Four Winds Field, downtown South Bend, featuring Seether. Saliva, Fuel, Saint Azonia, and Keith Wallen of Breaking Benjamin. Tickets start at $34 and are on sale now. Text GROWL to 46862 or go to thebiggrowl.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
Action, away we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Thanks for coming along for the ride. As always, not safe for work, not safe for kids. So if this is your first Here's Your Freaking Podcast and you're used to the terrestrial radio show,
You are in for a treat.
This is going to be different. Coming up on the podcast today, what do we got? We're going to talk about a Norwegian man who calls himself the Eunuch Maker. This is an unbelievable story. The things that people pay for.
A eunuch is when they cut off your balls, right?
Yes. We'll get more in depth with it. They call you a smoothie, Warren. That's what they call you.
I know back in the day when they used to sing, people used to sing, they were called castratos because you could hit the high notes.
Right. Proven ways for you to last longer in bed, fella. We'll talk about some high-tech gadgets.
Last longer in bed. I last just long enough for me. Thank you very much.
You get what? You get like 9.5 hours of shut-eye every night. And then we'll talk about America's sexiest secrets revealed.
Ooh.
What states, where's the dirty stuff going on at? We'll get to that here towards the end of the podcast. All right, let's start right here. This is a story we've seen before. We've seen this story a million times. But there's a quote in here. It's just 3 words long, this quote. But it tells you everything about this story. One of the worst nightmares that could ever happen to you as an air traveler has happened to this person. Actually happened to a plane full of people. About 20 minutes into a flight to Key West, one person smelled something foul.
Oh, no.
And then asked her 8-year-old daughter, "Did you just poop your pants?" The kid denied pooping their pants.
That's right, kid. You deny.
Kid denied the embarrassment, but the smell persisted. Yet the smell lived on. Upon getting off the plane, they saw the problem. There was a passenger sitting 8 rows in front of this witness that had crapped their pants and had been sitting in it for an hour.
Because if they had smelled it 8 rows back, that means some people were sitting in near ground zero.
And there was one person with a pants full of poo that was sweating profusely.
And you know also that that smell permeates those it's close to. So people are getting off like, "I still smell the shit. I can't get it off me."
Here's the quote that gets you. As one witness noted, that the dookie was smeared on the seat, quote unquote, like peanut butter.
It went through the pants?
Told you, man. It might have gone up the back of the pants.
Oh, like a newborn.
Yep. Well, you're going to have to change the onesie and everything now. What's even crazier?
That's my fucking adult nightmare, is that I'm somewhere and I shit my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you get home? Well, you got to sit on it in your car seat.
Uh-huh. And you got to hope to God that nobody's going to stop you on your way into the house. How was your day?
I shit my pants.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I got to go out to the burn barrel for a second after I take a shower.
All right, this is wild. This is a crazy story. I didn't know this was a thing. There's a Norwegian man. He calls himself the Eunuch Maker. All right, his last name is Gustafsson. He's 46 years old. He has admitted to carrying out castrations and live streaming the footage to a paying audience over a 6-year period. Gustafsson.
I know that there's a such thing as chemical castrations, but I guess if he's live streaming it, he's using the old rubber band and razors.
This is the opposite of that. He carried out extreme body modifications, including the removal of the penises and the testicles, the twigs, and the berries. They were filmed and uploaded to his Eunuch Maker website, which subscribers pay to watch.
How much does it cost to get access to this?
Well, over a 6-year period, he's made roughly about $300,000.
All right, it's not bad.
It's about $50,000 a year. That's a nice side hustle. What am I going to do with all these dongs? I don't know what you do with them.
My mom.
We'll find out what you do with them here in a minute.
When my mom would castrate things on the farm, the nuts always get thrown to the dog. And the dog would just gobble the nuts, and I thought, wow.
You nut-eating dog?
Yeah. Sure, you could lick my face after, I guess.
That's how you preferred it, from what I understand. No, have you met my dog, Snowball?
Hey, we had one dog that ate all the animal shit. We had another dog that ate any kind of testicle you'd throw its way.
Wonder you turned out normal.
I got rickets.
The practice, by the way, is linked to a subculture where men become nullos, short for genital nullification, by having their penises and testicles removed.
So what's the allure here?
Well, we'll get to that. A nullo, also known, and we will refer to them from here on out as a smoothie, is someone who has undergone extreme body modification by having their genitals and also, their nipples removed.
So you look like a troll.
The procedure is most often done by men, but there are women who have voluntarily had their vaginas stitched closed and their clitoris removed.
It's never cool when a man says the word clitoris to another guy.
What? What are you people doing?
I want to know, what is the point?
Experts believe there are between 10 and 15,000 voluntary eunuchs in the world. Half of them using do-it-yourself surgery. Or,
hey, you'll never know it's me. I'll never say anything.
They call them cutters.
Oh, dude.
Gaftason is now wheelchair. Whoa. He's in a wheelchair performing all of these surgeries. He is now wheelchair bound after his leg was frozen and amputated. This man who was performing all the procedures also had his penis and his nipples removed.
Oh, so he's paying it forward.
Yeah. He admitted to conspiracy to commit a bodily harm, 2 counts of causing bodily harm with intent, and 1 count of possessing criminal property. Oh, criminal property was the money that he took.
Oh.
It was the money that he took to perform these things.
You know, if you're a guy and you get all these operations done, you could just get into a cold pool with no problems at all.
Yeah. One of his, part of this man's inner circle is a 61-year-old man who was also charged with conspiracy to cause bodily harm. He is accused of taking part in a single procedure by removing a testicle in an apartment in London.
The guy's like, you want to try? He's like, oh, I'll do one.
Right.
Oh, that's gross. Ew.
The most famous smoothie is a Japanese artist who had his penis and testicles surgically removed by a physician back in 2012 before charging diners to dine on them.
No.
Oh, he also had his nipples removed. That'd be like a wafer at church, though. Mm-hmm. That nipple wouldn't be very satisfying.
It's like getting a bay leaf in your soup. You're like, there it is.
Before they were able to eat his genitals.
Welcome. You guys are all going to eat my dick tonight.
I've said that more than once in my life. Oh, y'all about to eat this dick. After initially offering to cook his penis for a single guest for about $1,000, He ended up charging 5 diners about $200 to eat the meal, which was garnished with mushrooms, ironically garnished with mushrooms and parsley.
You had to split a dick 5 ways. It's like Mickey slicing that little thing. It's like, here's your little slice of dick.
The police charged him for serving up the genitals with indecent exposure.
Hilarious.
Another man.
How do you know if a dick is fully cooked, though?
Well,
is there like food safe temp for cock?
Well, it was frozen for 2 months, so obviously.
Got to be 169 degrees, yeah. Dude.
Another fellow with the nickname HC said he was initially considered eating his own penis. This is that artist guy. His nickname is HC. He considered eating his own penis. You can reach
HC for had a cock.
He's decided to serve him up to everybody else instead. He cooked his genitals while being supervised by his chef. He put on a, if you're gonna walk the walk, you gotta fucking walk the walk. You put on a traditional chef's outfit before carefully seasoning and braising his own genitals. Guests.
This has got to be like the biggest mental hiccup in the world, right?
Yeah. Guests were made to sign a waiver so that he could not be held responsible if they got sick.
Did you get food poisoning? No, I got fucking herpes, though.
Here's what his post on Twitter said. I am offering my male genitals, full penis, testes, and scrotum.
The scrotum. It cooks down. There's barely anything left. It's like spinach leaves.
You could deep fry it and be like a drumstick at KFC. it's all prickly.
Fucking gross, man.
He said, I had the organs surgically removed when I was 22. I have tested free of venereal diseases. The organs were normal function. I'm not receiving female hormone treatment. First interested buyer will get them, but I'm also considering selling to a group. We'll prepare and cook as the buyer requests at his chosen location. Wow, that is a lot. It's one thing to just say, I want to be done with these things, but then it's another thing to, you know.
Cook them yourself?
There's another thing with you. Yes, chef. All right, everybody.
So what are you doing on a Blackstone? Is it a skillet, grill?
It was a gas. Where was it? A portable gas cartridge burner. You mean like a Coleman stove?
Like a camping stove.
The fuck, man.
Boo. Well, you also got to throw that cookware away when you're done. You don't want to waste you don't want to use the good shit for that.
Yeah, do it upright. All right, proven ways for you to last longer in bed. Here we go. It's from Men's Health Magazine. Every guy wants to be a beast in the bedroom, right? Serious blow to the ego when you're a six-minute man, huh? A two-pump chump? That's always my favorite when someone says that. Here's what you need to do.
I want to last an annoyingly long time so that every time they're ready for me to be done.
Every other aspect of my life, I want to be a burden.
I want to just grind on as long as it takes for her to be sick of me.
Oh, they say, statistically, how long do you think the average sexual encounter lasts? This is super low.
Isn't it like 4 to 6 minutes?
It's 5.4 minutes. Beginning at the point of physical penetration.
Oh, we're starting there, are we? Not when I start getting to going.
How was your day? And go. here's what they recommend. One, you need to strengthen that pelvic muscle. You heard of Kegel exercises for women, right? Of course you have. Men can do it too. It says just pretend you're cutting off the flow when you're taking a leak. No one knows you're doing it, and you're helping yourself out a great deal.
Hey, but it hurts when you do that. No pain, no gain. Pussy, let's go.
Yeah,
it
makes you anxious. Limit your thrusting. Don't feel like you have to jackrabbit all up in there for your 5.4 minutes. Take your time.
R&B video?
They say you want to last longer? Wait. There's more sexuality than the P and the V. Getting your foreplay game down will keep things exciting. It might even help you get the job done multiple times before it's your point.
What?
They say switch things up. That means you got to do a bunch of work, and then you get your reward. If you don't risk it for the biscuit, Warren, what are you risking it for?
This is the exact same reason I'm not a fucking gardener. I don't want to do a bunch of work for a little bit of payoff down the line.
I can just go to the store and buy Brussels sprouts. I don't have to fucking.
Tomatoes are at the farmer's market. It's right at the end of the street.
Yeah, I don't have to weed the garden. Switch things up. You probably have a go-to position. Switch things up and play around a little bit before you're headed to your, you know, everybody has their finishing move.
Oh, when I get a good head of steam going and I'm heading on down the straightaway.
They say choose longer lasting positions. The problem is they don't tell you what these positions are. Experiment with positions that feel good and allow for greater intimacy than those you can concentrate on with her. Not just a position for you to finish. Exercise, they say, also helps too. Oh, and ditch the cigarettes and the booze. Booze always helps you last longer in bed.
Sometimes it helps you last forever.
Right.
Until you've tuckered your own self out.
Edging. Put some bricks around the landscaping. It really decorates the joint up nice. Oh, no. Edging. Delay the orgasm during self-pleasure. A proven way to teach yourself how to last longer when you're with a partner.
You can just look at me and tell that I'm not able to do that.
No, I am a gluttonous pig.
Deny myself even a moment of pleasure. No way.
They say the squeeze. You want to last longer in bed. The squeeze. Use your thumb and forefinger to pinch off the urethra when you think you're about to erupt. That'll push blood out and momentarily decrease sexual tension. Yeah, because you're squeezing your dong. Obviously, we know if you want to last longer in bed, take the something about Mary route where you got to clean out the pipes ahead of time. Use condoms, not exactly the same, different brand. Get the big, thick ones.
Hey, no wife will become suspicious if you suddenly show up with condoms into a marriage. I need to wear this. Oh, yeah?
Medication. Your doctor can help you if you're honest about what you're in need of. They say you can't go and tell your doctor anything they haven't already heard before, so you need to lose the embarrassment. All right, if you're not getting the job done.
Doctor, what's your problem? I come early.
If you're not getting the things done in the bedroom, obviously there's always toys that can fill that role. Here are the three most popular toys from the 2024 Consumer Electronics Show. The O-Vibrator is a phone-controlled, and vibrations can be synced up to other media, like a movie or your playlist. It's a vibrator that you can either, you can run it off the phone, or you can sync it up with like a song.
Hey, have you ever really felt Darude's sandstorm?
The MyHixel, it looks like a flashlight. But it's really a medical device that can be used to enhance climax control.
Are we eventually going to hit, like, you know, the zenith when, like, we've thought of all the sex toys there possibly are? You're going to look like fucking Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
They keep adding more technology. The SVAKOM.
Svakom?
Svakom? Company premiered a device that looks a lot like a male pleasure device, but it can use in concert with a Svakom app. Sounds like a delicious vodka. The app, which is a paid subscription, and the vibrations and the motions sync up with videos that the app is playing. Oh, so you're watching the porno, and it's giving you the business.
I was going to say YouTube, but I guess porno. I'm watching a video on a guy reloading the spring on a garage door. Holy shit. The ending was very exciting.
Hang on, I'm going to S-V-A-K-O-M. All right, let's see what we got here. Award-winning sex toys. That's the name of the company. And they're not priced for the working man.
No?
Well, I don't think any sex toys are priced for the working man anymore, are they?
Everything's like 50 bucks and up.
Yeah.
Unless you buy one of those fucking novelty ticklers from a gas station. Hey, four quarters. Have fun, fucking loser.
You can always tell when you go to one of these websites like the Svakom or whatever this is, you can always tell how pricey they're going to be just from the models that they use at the top of the page. I'm like, oh, those people are too good looking for me to afford these. All right, speaking of sex toys, here, we'll wrap the podcast up with this.
It's not a toothless addict in a tub somewhere.
No. Yeah, he's just had his kidneys harvested, but he's still horny and hard in a bathtub full of ice. I'm like, now that's the guy that gets after it. We learned on the Terrestrial Show today, we talked about the sexiest cities in America. Dallas, Texas was the sexiest city. Ashburn, Virginia was the sexiest town. Now, we also learned, and this is all we could talk about on the Terrestrial Show today, the cuffed up capital of America is Brooklyn, New York, the city that bought the most handcuffs and restraints. Now, the most self-obsessed city in America. Self-obsessed means self-love. Oh, wow. So the city of city in America that masturbates the most.
Is it this town that I'm in now?
Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas is also known as the city that bought the most clone a willy and clone a pussy kits.
Oh, fun.
City that purchased the largest butt plugs on average.
I'm going to say
Miami. You'll never guess it. Kauai Lakona?
Hawaii?
In Hawaii. The city where size matters. They bought the biggest dildos. The biggest fake dongs were bought by what city? The most big dongs.
Chicago.
San Antonio.
It was the meatpacking capital of the world at one point.
What city has the largest stash of app and remote-controlled toys for couples? It's a great city to do it in.
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Now, the next time I go to Vegas, somebody wandering around, are these people toying with each other around me as I walk through this casino?
All right, there's something super hot going on in Brooklyn, New York. We learned that they buy more handcuffs than anywhere else, more restraints than anywhere else in America. Brooklyn, New York, also the largest purchaser of lubricant.
Oh. Well, if you're cuffed to something, the odds are something's about to get stuffed in you.
Wait. It's always the quiet one. This city is keeping seriously sexy secrets with the most discreet toys purchased. These are the ones that get mailed to you in that brown. They always promise discreet packaging.
Provo, Utah.
No. I would have went Utah, too. Los Angeles, California.
Huh.
Los Angeles, also the most trendy. This city kept up with the virtual trends and owned the most Rose vibrators and Gawk Gawk 3000s.
Gawk Gawk.
I don't know what a Gawk Gawk is.
Gawk!
So we also learned on the terrestrial show today. Here, we'll wrap on this. Chicago, Illinois bought the most glow-in-the-dark and luminescent toys. So there you go. If you got a kink and that's your thing, these are the places where you probably need to take off and or at least visit at some point in 2024. So good luck out there. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Stay up to date, all things JLNK, by heading over to jlnkshow.com. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.